share with us some divrei chizuk and divrei bracha.
This chus is yet to be determined. You'll decide if it was a chus or not after I finish. I was just telling Baruch, during the time of the year where we're standing, I think the most appropriate thing to talk about would be Hanukkah. What does Hanukkah have to do with it? So Baruch said to me, I didn't know you were such a chassid that the chassim comes on Hanukkah. I said, you know, the plemius comes out eventually. At my age, I guess it's coming out, and don't have to be apologetic for it. I fragmented a little bit of yeshivas, so it's not going to be all bad. But seriously, I want to welcome everybody. I'm sure you've been welcomed before, but it's a mitzvah shebegufei. Everybody has got to welcome the people that come. We all have to be magnum shalom to one another. So I'm trying to be magnum shalom with you. Should be able to have a gewaldige tzlacha in this traveling, this trip. It should be not less than lech lecha was for Avraham Avinu. Should be for you the lech lecha that Rabbi Berkowitz puts everybody through. And it should be to be a gewaldige ta'elus, a gewaldige aliyah. And a tremendous amount of limud from the people that you're learning with, the people that are speaking for you, should be something that is an aliyah, should come in for El, such an aliyah. You know, it's an interesting thing. We know what tshuva is. You wake us up in the middle of the night, we know what tshuva is, right? We did an avera, Ben Rosh Hashanah, do tshuva, and they give you kapara. Any day of the year. So when are we machuiv to do tshuva? If you ask me, I would say, yeah, I'll try it on by Nila. Yeah? Try it by Nila. What about the rest of the year? When's the chiv of tshuva come? Comes as soon as I do another area. It's right away. So what do we wait so long for? And not only do we wait so long, we wait even longer than so long because it's El already. And we know that El, from Moshe Rabbeinu, we know that it's a Zaman Kapara. It's a Zaman that with the tshuva is miskabel, it's miyad. So why? Why don't we do it? We'll try. I'm not chas v'shalom trying to besmirch this. We try. But why isn't it, you know, they say when Rebbe Chanan and Wasserman was in America to raise funds for yeshiva, you know, when he came back to Europe, and he told me, Chazachayska learned English. Really? What did Chazachayska learn? What did you learn? He said, I learned, when I say I'll try, it means I'm not going to do it. Rabbi say, look what we have. Rabbi Yisrael makes a perfectly imperfect world. Rashi used to say, Rabbi Yisrael, perfectly imperfect, but it's perfectly imperfect. The Rebbeinu Shlom makes us the best bria that can be in the world. He makes us the bechir shib nivroyim, the choice of the choice. We're the cherry on the cake. We're the ones that have the greatest kayak in the world. B'nei Adam. Not only does he make us B'nei Adam, but he's worked it out that we should have a way to be able to live and not have to be destroyed. Because of the multiplicity of the averes and chataim and pshaim that are done, he makes a perfect system for us. We don't believe it. We just don't believe it. We don't believe it's true. We don't believe that tshuva is bechaper. So why should I bother? That's where it comes from, Rachman Alitza. We don't trust the Rebbeinu Shalom because we think that we understand. And we're very uncomfortable when we don't understand. Adkatekachta, we ate from the Eitz Hadas. Yeah, we want to understand. We want to understand. If we don't understand, we don't want to do it. By the way, again, I don't want to besmirch anybody in Klal Yisrael. But you know what the Rosh says? You know, on Pesach, we'll go from Hanukkah to Pesach. You know that on Pesach, what does the Rosh say? Rosh says, Ma ha'azayis lachem. Now, let me ask you something. What are we doing here tonight with our Rabbanim? We're trying to insult them? We're trying to put them down? That's the way we're mechanach children? Pesach is the night of chinuch. How are we mechanach them? So it can't be we're coming to destroy them, God forbid. We're trying to build them up. We're coming to bring them closer. So what are we doing? So Rasha says, listen, we tell the Chachman of Rasha, we tell everybody the same thing. Come to my house tonight, you'll have a great time. That's what we say, it's the truth. You'll have a great time. The Chacham comes, and whatever we tell him to do, he believes it, and he does it, and he's glücklich. He has a wonderful, wonderful time. What does the Rasha do? He says, Ma avod ez eslechem. Ma avod ez eslechem. What does that mean? He means, what? I have to understand it. Explain it to me. If you explain it to me, it makes sense. Of course, I'll do it. If you don't explain, or if it doesn't make sense to me, and you can't expect him to do it. That's not being a mensch. A mensch is somebody... Excuse me. A mensch is somebody that understands what they do before they're going to do it. Thank you, Yaakov. It's not Friday morning, but thank you anyway. Okay. So what was the Rosh Hashanah says? I'm not going to do it unless I understand it. See, don't we tell him? We tell him, the fisher hates the atzma klal. He took himself out of the klal. Which klal did he take himself out of? He took himself out of the nasa of nishma. He said nishma v'nasa, right? He didn't say nishma, nasa kadam nishma. So hates the atzma klal. He took himself out of the klal of being part of klal Yisrael. Because that's the whole reason that we're the bechir shabamim, is because we said nasa kadam nishma. If you, young man, would have been there during the Shibud Mitzrayim, and by the Gula, you wouldn't have gotten out. Because you would have said, Nishma Benasa. Nishma Benasa didn't get out. They would stay being in Mitzrayim forever. The only people that got out are the people of Klal Yisrael that said, Nasa Kaidabal Nishma. And that's chus, that we trusted the Rabbeinu Shalom, and we were willing to follow him blindly, because we know the Rabbeinu Shalom is the Bar Yel Manhigai. He's the one that we trusted, and we trusted him to the end. Without knowing anything that he said he's going to offer us, we said we're taking it. Right. Rabbi Yisrael, we don't believe we can do tshuva. We don't believe it. It's a mitzvah say in the Torah. Remember, the Rambam says, who mitzvah say achas? Who shiyoshev achayte mechato lefnei Hashem? Yisvada. He should realize, he should do tshuva from being chayti b'fnei Hashem. What do you mean chayti b'fnei Hashem? Everything we do is b'fnei Hashem. Yeah, it's true. But we have to remember, when we're standing in the presence of a gadol b'Yisrael, we're standing in the presence of a tzaddik, we're standing in the presence of a talmid chacham, we're standing in the presence of avdi Hashem. We want to do an avera? We don't even think about doing an avera. We're going to do whatever this person is doing. We want to be able to have an interaction with him. We want to learn from him. We want to be able to benefit from our association with him. Standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom, do we want to do a chet? Of course not. Teretz is, we don't believe we're standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom either. And Mabit says, that's what tshuva is all about. Tshuva is all about being made of mizvada. I was standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom when I did the chet. I'm standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom now when I'm trying to do tshuva, and I will always be standing in the presence of the Rebbeinu Shalom for the rest of my life, because the Rebbeinu Shalom is Meloich Al Haaretz Kvaydoi and Ein Oid Milvadei. So Rav Abid says, you know, we have a terrible problem. We have Rebbeinu Shalom offered us Tariag Mitzvahs, and we took it. That's great. But if the Rebbeinu Shalom would have asked me, I would have told him, Rebbeinu Shalom Tayer, he gave Adam Rishon one mitzvah, and it didn't work so well. And we're dying from it still. Don't give us 613, give us a hundredth of a mitzvah. What are you giving us 613? And yet Chazal said, Rotza Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakeis es Yisrael. He wanted to be mezakeis. If you would have asked me, I would have told Rabbeinu Shlomo Taira, I love you, and I know you love me. But do me a favor. This is ridiculous. You know that I'm going to do more averis, not more mitzvah, the mitzvah you give us. How is that Rotza lezakeis es Yisrael? It's a big schus to do mitzvahs. It's a big schus to do mitzvahs. The Mabit defines tshuva as krevel Hashem ericha kachet, coming close to the Rabbeinu Shalom again from having distanced ourselves from the Rabbeinu Shalom by doing a chet. The obvious question is, you know that there's no distance between us and the Rabbeinu Shalom ever, not from the beginning of the Bria until the end of time. The Rabbeinu Shalom is with us all the time. What are we talking about? There's richuk and kiruv takadosh baruch hu. So we know it's not, doesn't mean richuk and kriva, because physical richuk and kriva, because the Rebbeinu Shlom created time and space, but it's not to be understood. We borrow the term, human terms, to describe our relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlom. There's no such thing as being richuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's giving us our existence every second. That can be rachik. He gives us the kayach to do mitzvahs and averis. Without him, nothing happens. Yeah. So we got a feeling of being despondent somewhat, not believing that we're going to be able to be capable of doing mitzvahs, of doing the mitzvah of tshuva for sure. Yeah. You know, let's go back to Hanukkah for a minute. You know that the Hanukkah, Kimu v'Kiblu, You know that on Purim was Kimu v'Kiblu, right? Not Hanukkah, I'm sorry. That'll leave for the Chassidus. Rav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakas, that Rabbeinu Shlom gave us Purim, and we were Kimu v'Kiblu, Kimu v'Kiblu Kfar. This is a kasha. That's a very blatant question. By Matan Torah, when the Rebbeinu Shlom gave offers us the Torah, he was batel zuama. He was mevatel zuama. Why was he mevatel zuama? The zuama was the poison of Adam Rishon, of the nachash. Why was he mevatel zuama? Because zuama is a shear. It's what remains from a chet. And chet by definition means period. Why does it mean period? Because Chazal say, "Ein anu chet v'leilai," right? If it's "Ein anu chet v'leilai," then when I do a chet or I'm dealing with chet at all, so that means I'm mafurad. I'm separated from everybody else because that chet means that I was only thinking about myself. What does everybody else have to suffer for? Because I have a weak moment. Teretz is at that moment I was only thinking about myself. So how? So that's why the Rebbeinu Shlom was mevatel d'zoma by Matan Torah. We should be able to mekabel d'zoma. We should be able to become achdus. We should be able to be on one inseparable unit. That's gevaldik. The Rebbeinu Shlom did it for us in Mamre Sassine. What happened on Purim? What happened on Purim? How did we do it? How were we mekabel d'zoma? The Rebbeinu doesn't say chazal anywhere that the Rebbeinu Shlom was mevatel d'zoma there. Not that I know of. I could be missing something, but I don't think so. Teretz is, the Klal Yisrael did it on their own. We did it on our own, Rabbi Say. Something that I would think is impossible to accomplish, Klal Yisrael did it. Klal Yisrael was able to accomplish an achdus that overrode the period that existed and still exists, Lebach. Weisdeis, we can do a lot more than we think. We can even become this achid. Getting everybody in this room to be together is going to be a gevaldik avoda. And you're all wonderful people. We all love each other. We all want to be together. We want to support each other. But it's still a big challenge to be able to complete this achid like an inseparable unit. To be able to the way the Rebbeinu Shlom wants us to do it. But we did it. How did we do it? We did it because we were so passionate and so we couldn't do it without it. We felt that it was an opportunity of a lifetime, and we had to utilize that opportunity. We are going to be mekabel. We're going to be mekabel the Torah. We're going to do it and do all the tznayim, all the different steps that have to be taken in order to become mekabel the Torah. And we did it. We did it means that Rabbeinu Shimon said we were zeicher, and he gave us the siyata d'shmaya to make it happen. So we can do difficult things, things that we don't believe that we could do ourselves. We could do it. We did it. Excuse me. We can continue to do it. We do every time we do a mitzvah, we're overriding Yetzer Hara. It says don't do it. We're fighting a constant battle, 24 hours a day. And we're winning many, many times. Not perfectly, but many, many times. Many more times than a person would think that they could continue to wage war with the Yetzer Hara and be successful. Rabbeinu Shalom gives us Yad L'Shmaya Rabbeis. We have to believe in the Rabbeinu Shalom. We have to believe in when he says, Tshuva is Mechaper. We have to believe in that it's something that we can do, like the Rambam says in Shemayna Prakim. He says that Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't give us mitzvahs we can't do. Some are more difficult, some are more easily done. And it depends on the person, it depends on the time. He doesn't give us mitzvahs we can't do. We have to believe in the Rabbeinu Shalom. We have to be mechazek and amuna in believing that what the Rabbeinu Shalom does is right and he knows what he's doing. I'm going to end with a story. You know, there's a man, Dr. Julian Jacobowitz. Yael Jacobowitz, you know. Yeah, many of you know him. So when I lost my wife, of course he came during Shiva, then he came the week after Shiva. He said, Beryl, I want to tell you something. He said, you know, I have a sister. She lives in England. And her husband was terminally ill. And I called her up every Shana to venture on a good year. And I couldn't get it out. You know what my sister said to me? She said, Yael, that's a young woman with a house full of kids. Her husband's dying. She says to me, Yael, if I were the Rabbeinu Shalom, I'd do exactly the same that Rabbeinu Shalom was doing. Could you be masig? I couldn't be masig, actually. I could do it. I trust the Rabbeinu Shalom implicitly. Whatever he's doing is the best. But she added one statement. She said, if I'd be the Rabbeinu Shalom, I'd know why I'm doing it. What eats us up is that we still have the same type of for the Eitz Hadas. We still want to know and understand before we do something. Let's start believing. Let's continue to believe. Let's elevate our belief in the Rabbeinu Shalom to make it something that the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to be proud of, have hanah from, and the biggest hanah the Rabbeinu Shalom has is when he sees that we have a tremendous hanah from what we're doing. Our life has a purpose. As our menal used to say, Rabbi Yisrael Tendlin Zichron Advocha, used to say, don't waste your life. Don't waste your life. Rabbeinu Shalom gives us a hechitimtza of how not to waste our life, how to utilize it and be able to make the best of whatever opportunities we have. Rabbeinu Shalom will see how much we want. His zicha wants it. Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakas Yisrael. Do more mitzvahs. Learn more Torah. Teach more Torah. Be more Oiv de Hashem. Nothing will be a bigger schus. Nothing will be able to make the Rabbeinu Shalom happy, Kaviyachol. And we will be a glikelchip nation. We'll feel the amanivcher that we're all part of. And will give us a gewaldige nachas ruach for the rest of our lives. A guten Jahr. Ksivich simetevel al shalchaim tevel shalom. Shall all be zeiche to tshuva shleima b'mehirah.